Welcome back to Hey Julie here on JulieLand.com. With me today, our very first J-Girl, the one, the only, Nautica Thorne. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Nautica.
Hi.
Now, where are you?
I am in New York.
New York City.
Yeah, driving in New York traffic.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing there?
I am feature dancing at Gallagher's 2000 in Long Island City.
Oh, wow. How's it going?
It's going good so far. I just came in this morning.
Oh, okay. So you haven't performed or anything yet?
No, my first show is tonight.
Oh, cool. And so you do adult films?
I do.
Which is how now you're featuring. What is your dance show like?
I don't do the crazy gorilla pole trick things because I don't want to fall and break my ass.
Good idea.
But I do interact with the crowd a lot.
How about things like the shaving cream or the wax, the oil?
I do some of that, but it really depends on what club I'm going to. Like San Francisco, when I go there, I stick dodos up my ass.
Well, hello.
I know. But New York, I can't take off my bottoms, so.
Yawn. But. So we can't even get a clam shot, right?
No, but I can, like, pull up my panties up real tight and make go in my cooch.
So. Oh, the camel toe. I love that.
Yeah, I can definitely do camel toe.
So, Nautica, as our first J-Girl, we need to get to know you a little bit. How old are you?
I am 21.
21. And what's your background?
I am half Japanese, quarter Puerto Rican, and quarter Hawaiian.
That's crazy. That is a nice little mix there, Missy. You are.
No, I'm so glad my parents were horny that day.
Yeah, right? And how did you get into porn?
I was a dancer, and then an agent just came up to me in a club, said if I wanted to do porn, and I was like, okay.
Hey, baby, I'll make you a star. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he didn't use that phrase, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were just like, okay?
Yeah, I went home, I thought about it. And I called him up the next day and said, okay, when do I start?
Wow. And what was the first one like?
Well, for the first year of my career, I didn't do boy-girl. I just stuck with doing, like, BJs and girl-girl. And then after the year, I started doing boy-girl.
And which do you like the best?
Way into it.
What do you like the best?
I actually like threesomes better because it gives me time to rest.
Yeah, it gives you time to rest?
Yeah.
Are you lazy?
No, but it's just, you know, when you're fucking a huge cock, you just want to rest a little bit.
I hear you. It's very true.
So, but you still want to stay wet, so you watch the other girl fuck, you still stay wet, and then you jump on the cock again.
Very nice. So you like sex?
Love sex. I can't live without it.
Well, good to hear. Why do you like it so much?
That's a good question.
It's tricky, isn't it? Why ask why, but still.
I think the sensation. Just the chemistry. If you're fucking a really hot guy and you are just totally into it, just that gets me off. I don't even have to come. Watching the cock going out of pussy, that's awesome.
I like that. I'm very visual.
I mean, yeah. And as long as he has a big body and tattoos, I'm fine.
A good body and tattoos?
Yes.
And how about a big cock? Are you a size whore?
Not too much. As long as you know how to work it, I don't really care. But, I mean, it can't be, like, retardedly small.
Right. No pinkies.
Yeah, I can't deal with the pinkies.
I hear you. And how is the movies coming? Are you working on some big projects? Are you still enjoying the process?
I am. So I'm contracted, so I don't work as much, which gives me time off to go play with myself at home.
Perfect. Who are you contracted with?
I'm contracted with AMA Video.
AMA?
Uh-huh.
And what kind of stuff are you making?
Fun stuff. Like, the last one we did was called Bad News Bitches, which is a baseball movie. And I got to play baseball. And I suck at it.
I was just gonna, you're no good, huh?
I got bruises all over my leg because they were throwing it at my leg.
That's not nice. Do you throw like a girl?
No, I actually throw pretty good. I just can't catch.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
You got to keep your eyes open.
That's the thing. See, I hate, like, objects flying to me, except if it's cum, then I'm fine with it.
Then you need to close your eyes.
No, I like to watch and see where it goes.
As long as it's not in your eye.
Exactly. As long as it's not in my eye.
That's funny. And you're on Hotline on Playboy TV.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
It's going pretty good. My co-host is Ashley Blue, which is probably the filthiest person in the world.
Wow.
And mixed with the most innocent person in porn. So, I mean, that's a pretty good mixture. And we have guests on the show. We take phone calls. We play with ourselves. We act really nasty. That's basically it.
Sounds fun. It is fun. I've seen it. And because of that, we got to go to Jamaica together.
Wasn't that fun?
It was wonderful.
I had such a blast. I want to go back.
Oh, me too.
Well, you are going back.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot. Do you like situations like that? Do you like meeting the fans that personal one-on-one?
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes they get free gifts.
Ah. So if you're going to see Nautica Thorne, bring a gift.
Yes, because then you might get a booby flash or you can grab my ass.
Oh, well, what kind of gifts? Like, what do you like?
I mean, I've gotten gifts like a guy had drew a picture of me.
I can draw you a stick figure if I get to grab your ass.
I've gotten like teddy bears. I've gotten clothes.
Any jewels? You got some diamonds happening yet?
Yeah, the first person that gave me a diamond, marrying him.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, that one's taken, so don't give her diamonds because she won't marry you.
Yeah, I can't marry you. I'm already married.
How long have you been in the business?
Going on 3 years.
Congratulations. How is it working with, is he in the industry?
Who?
Your husband.
I'm going to bring him into the industry.
Wow. And how, it always seems that when we talk to girls that have been in the business, and I found it too, that it was really hard to find a guy that was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, we've met after I was already in it, so he couldn't really say anything.
Right.
And then as far as, you know, us getting married, I told him before we got married, I was like, hey, I'm still going to be doing movies, so don't ask me to, you know, stop and just have sex with one person.
Right.
So that was made clear before we even said I do.
Does he get the same privilege?
No, because I'm a selfish bitch when I come to talk to it, like.
Wow, so he's monogamous, but you get to fuck other guys on film.
Exactly.
Wow, and that's working.
I mean, he doesn't care.
Well, he's getting enough at home, I guess.
True.
And tell me about shooting with Richard Avery for the site. Do you like doing stills?
First of all I want to say is Richard Avery has a huge cock.
Huge. And tattoos, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So
how hot is that one on his leg?
It's just your type, Nautica.
But he was great, fabulous. He made me look really beautiful.
Well, no, I think you did that. He just highlighted it.
Oh, yeah. And I like the way, because after taking pictures, we've sat down and, you know, retouched them together. And he pointed out all my flaws.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a fun time?
And he's very blunt, which is what I like.
He's
a really cool guy.
Are other directors like that? Are people... tell me how some of the directors you've worked with, how they are.
I've never had a bad experience as far as directors. I've been treated pretty good in the industry. I've never had any real horror stories.
No?
Yeah, so I've been pretty lucky.
There's got to be some dirt you can give us. No, like... I don't know.
I mean, the most harshest thing I think I did was, like, meat hose.
Meat hose?
Yeah.
What's that?
Meat hose is a company, I think it's a website. And they go ahead and they try to degrade you, try to make you cry.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm strong-headed. They couldn't break me.
Like,
and they were getting all frustrated.
Like how? What were they doing to you to make you cry?
They were saying, like, oh, wouldn't your daddy be proud and stuff like that? I'll be like, I don't know. Why don't you go call him and find out? Like, they're just trying to get to me, and they weren't getting to me because I was liking the sex too much. They didn't know that I like it rough.
Oh, so it's while you're banging.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how come you agreed to do a site like that?
Because at the time my agent sucked and he didn't really tell me the whole thing, like the whole gist of the whole thing.
Right.
So I didn't know what it was about.
Meat holes?
So I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, meat holes.
Crazy. And what is your favorite sex? So you like threesomes. Do you like the dialogue? Do you like the feature kind of movies? Do you like to just go in and fucking leave? What's your ideal situation?
I just want to be, let's see, I want to have a pretty background. Like, I want waterfalls, and then I want to be, like, fucking really hard, slapped on the ass, choked out, pulling my hair.
Wow.
And then coming in my mouth. That is my perfect scene right there.
That
has to be the waterfall in the background.
With the waterfall in the background. Nice.
Just to give it a little pretty touch.
Right. Just to soften those rough edges.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. How much is enough sex for you? Like weekly. How much do you need?
Let's see. Weekly? I need to have sex to be satisfied where I won't be asking for more. Would be 5 times a day.
What?
Yeah.
What do you got, an iron pussy? I mean, ow, the thought of that is just like my insides ache just thinking about it. 5 times a day?
Yeah, it has to be 5 times a day. So that's why my husband, he won't come until like later on during the day.
Right.
Because he knows he has to get it back up again.
Wow. Would you consider yourself a nympho?
Oh, I'm a huge nympho.
Wow.
I need it or else I turn into a bitch. I get really bitchy and cranky.
You need the bitch fucked out of you.
Exactly.
5 times a day. Wow. That's a lot, Nautica. What about the ladies? Are you into the ladies?
Definitely porn opened up my eyes towards that. Like, I always complimented women, you know, beautiful women. I appreciate their beauty, but I've never, before porn, I've never thought about actually sleeping with them. So when I got into porn, I appreciate them more because I'm like, oh, they're beautiful, and I get to fuck them, and they have pretty pussies, and I can make them come. Oh, it's a good thing.
Ah, so that was your first experience on film.
Well, I had a threesome before I got into porn, but I was too drunk, so I don't remember, so I couldn't really tell you if it was good or not.
I bet you were fabulous if you were that drunk.
Yeah, I like to think that I was fabulous.
You're so drunk you can't remember, but you must have been good.
It must have been good because I'm a freak when I'm drunk.
That's funny. How was the sex on film for the first time then?
Let's see. Well, my first guy that I ever worked with was Ed Powers.
Wow.
And yeah. He's still around, but it was okay. He's really nice, but it wasn't rough sex, and that's what I like. So I was just a little bored.
What about with the girls? Do you like them to be rough with you too?
No. I like when it's weird. When it comes to women, I like it to be really sexy and sensual instead of rough sex. I think that's a man thing.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You like it?
I like to make love to the ladies.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's so romantic of you, Nautica.
That's my romantic side.
It's a small side, but it's there. Good to know. Yeah. So you
it
like
comes
it
out once in a while.
when you like it, you say you like it rough and all that. Do you like the BDSM? Are you into bondage and role playing and games like that?
To an extent. Like, I like to be tied up. But when I start to come, I need to let go of my hands. Like, my hands need to be released.
I got
you. Or I'll go crazy.
Wow.
Because I need to, like, push him back.
Yeah. Get off of me. Wow. And how long do you think you'll be in this business? Is there a life after for Nautica Thorne?
That's a good question. Well, I am planning to have a kid in like 5 years. So
okay.
Hopefully I'm able to just direct while I'm taking care of my kid. So that's my plan right now.
So you want to stay in the business, just go to the other side of the camera maybe?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. There's definitely room for that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the club tonight, tell me, are you a big partier? Are you going to throw down a little bit?
That's the weird thing. I am not a party person at all.
At all?
I don't go to any of the porn parties. Like, you'll never see my picture at a porn party unless it's, like, the award show. That's the only thing I go to.
Hmm.
Other than that, I'm a very quiet, I like bars instead of clubs. I like to go shoot pool. Very, I don't know, I'm weird.
Are you a big drinker, though?
I'm a very big drinker when I'm at home, and I know I don't have to drive.
Smart. Good girl.
And comprehend anything. Then I'll drink.
Have you ever partied before a scene?
No, I'm very responsible.
You don't sound like a porn star at all.
I know, I'm not a typical porn star.
I guess not. Holy cow. And how does your family feel about what you're doing?
Well, let's see. My parents don't know fully that I do porn. They know that I work for Playboy and stuff like that, but they don't know I actually do movies.
How do they not? How long have you been doing it?
Almost 3 years.
How do they? You really think they don't know?
It's weird because their friends kind of know what I do, but they won't tell my parents just because they want to, have me continue to do movies.
Right. They want to watch. Just wait. Who did we have in? We had one girl that was doing it and didn't tell her family, and then the dad bought the magazine and saw it, and yikes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, my dad knows that I take pictures and whatnot, and I told him that I'm going to be in a Playboy magazine, a special edition one, and he's like, oh, I got to go get it. I'm very proud of you. So I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's nice. Very cool.
Yeah, and I just hope he doesn't do anything with the magazine. Then that'll be a little weird.
Yeah, I agree. Don't do that, Dad. What about brothers and sisters?
I am the only child.
Wow. How did you like that growing up? I mean, you don't know any different, but.
I mean, I liked it just for the fact that I didn't have to share anything.
And so you don't share well now either, do you?
And I don't share. Exactly. See, I don't share really good cock.
It's mine. Get back. You're funny. You're so funny. Hey, have a great performance tonight.
Okay.
Knock their socks off.
I'll try to, because New York people, I've just noticed, they're really hot.
You just noticed.
Just noticed.
How's the weather?
It's raining right now.
Well, stay warm. Go get topless. You can't get naked, but have a great evening. And thanks for being a J-girl.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
You rock. Hey, do you have a website?
I do. It is nauticathornxxx.com.
nauticathornxxx.com. You can see even more of this lovely lady. You take care, all right?
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Be sure to go all through Julie Lannan and see all the hot things you can of Nautica Thorne. And there'll be a lot more happening here on Hey Julie.